Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Out on the edge of the prairie. It was a quiet week. It was a contemplative week, a week of meditation. In other words, it rained a lot, and so people stayed home. The mosquitoes are out, and great clouds of mosquitoes, and the lawns are lush and green, and it was quiet. In Lake Wobegon, we don't notice quiet as much as you would in Seattle or New York City. And then on Sunday, this fog moved into town and enveloped the Chatterbox Cafe and the Sidetrack Tap and the Mercantile and Krebsbach Chev and Bunsen Motors, just enveloped the town and flowed out onto the lake. In a movie, this sort of phenomenon would have meant that alien creatures from outer space were about to arrive, but actually just a couple of Norwegian bachelor farmers drove in their pickup trucks. It's a beautiful time. Finally, summer has arrived, and it's the season of the garage sale, and you get to walk around and look at the ridiculous materialism and the bad taste of your neighbors and look at things that people paid money for, and here they're offering it for a pittance, and it's still not worth what they're asking for it. This hideous, purple, enormous stuffed bear that somebody won at the ball toss at the state fair. What a horror to have this around your house, and all these little cut glass serving dishes for pickles and so forth. Never used, you can see that. It's very clear. And this platter with deer painted on it, woodland deer. Who would serve meat on this sort of a thing? It's just hideous. And all these plaid shirts, red and green and orange, still in their plastic bags. All of the bad gifts that people have gotten that they never, ever, ever used. How sad to look at it. And now they're trying to redeem them somehow, and nobody really wants them, except out of politeness, you know, neighborliness. You buy them and then you sell them at your own garage sale next year. And books, unread books, nobody ever touched these. Somebody gave them as gifts, and they just sat on the shelf. And then walking through the Headlands garage sale, I saw one of my books there. And I looked at it, it had never been read. An author can tell. No stains, no finger stains, just clean. And this was a book about people in this town. And somebody paid $22.95 for this. And then they gave it to somebody else who now is selling it for 35 cents. I bought it, of course. 35 cents, that's a pretty good deal on a book. And I never did read that book myself. Of course, I looked at it as I was writing it, but I never sat down to read it. So I'm reading it now. I've gotten to page 4, and there's some good things in it, I'm sure. I intend to go back to it soon. There was a party for Louise Larson, who was our valedictorian, graduated from Lake Wobegon High School. It was a heavy rain that night, Tuesday night, in Lake Wobegon. Rain just poured down. Her mother is the secretary at Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church, and she had been... It had been a tough week for her because in the church bulletin and the letter from Pastor Liz in the bulletin, she had wrote about the swindling congregation rather than the dwindling congregation. And that raised some eyebrows. But even though everybody was packed into the garage and the smell of tools and kerosene and motor oil and crammed in there on lawn chairs as rain poured down and dogs running in and out and sitting there eating sandwiches and trying to be polite, nonetheless, Louise Larson, our valedictorian, looked perfectly cheerful. Not like her parents at all. Her parents would hardly look at each other. They had had a fight. Irene Bunsen was trying to go to bed early on Monday night, and she couldn't because she could hear them yelling at each other over in their house, which is next door to hers. It started when the Halverson and Josephson wedding that was supposed to take place at Lake Wobegon Lutheran was canceled on Sunday, a rare event in Lake Wobegon. It was canceled. The bride and the groom got into an argument over the bride's ex-boyfriend who had been invited to the wedding because he still is a friend, after all. And the groom said, it's either him or me. And the bride said, well, that's up to you. And so he got in his car and he drove to Chicago. And the bride did not seem all that affected by this. She took the money that she'd saved up for this wedding, and she and her bridesmaids are going to go spend 2 weeks in Paris instead. And she seemed to regard this as a pretty good deal. Well, this story raised doubts in the minds of other women in Lake Wobegon about other options they might have had back years ago, which is not a good road to go down. The road of wondering what else might have happened other than having this man and these children. But evidently, Mrs. Larson went down that road, and they got into a ferocious argument. And Irene wasn't able to pick up everything that they said, only that they used the word really a lot. And somehow the cat was involved in it, and Montana was involved. Really? Yes. And all I wanted was barbecue ribs, he said. I mean, is that too much to ask? Really? And then there was the sound of a plate or something hitting a wall. And then the car pulled out. It was the mister who took off in the car, of course. That's the husband's role. And off he went. Irene felt sorry for him because there's nothing open at that hour. Where are you going to go? And when are you going to come back? Now that's awkward to return. Mrs. Larson stood in the living room looking out the window in her white nightgown. She looked like an angel standing there, and then she put her head in her hands, and she wept. Makes it difficult for Father's Day, doesn't it, coming up? Always a difficult day, Father's Day, Sunday. Because men are loners at heart. I know we pretend to be otherwise, but men are loners. They're explorers, they're hikers, they're writers, they're poets. They're not good in groups. And that's why it was a bad move when we were put in charge of the world. It just hasn't worked out that well. We're meant to be off on our own. So we're uncomfortable sitting up at the head of the table on Sunday, and all these people are looking at us. And there's a big gift sitting there in front of you, and it's your job to open it up and to feign pleasure and excitement for something that you know perfectly well is going to go into a closet, and it's going to wind up at a garage sale years from now. Men do not like to be in that position, you see. We're visionaries, you see, and there is a simple choice in this world, to see or to be seen. You can't have both. You just can't. If people are looking at you, you lose the ability to scout out the situation. I used to be much more intelligent back before I started doing this show. I used to see the world better than I do now. Anyway, that's beside the point. The way to honor your father on Father's Day is to do some of the things that he told you to do.
That's what you should do. He doesn't need another plaid shirt. He doesn't need a joke t-shirt that says, "Help me, I've fallen and I can't reach my beer." He doesn't need that. Doesn't need another copy of Walden. He didn't read the other three, so just do some of the things that your father told you to do. Your father told you to take care of your friends because someday you're going to need them. Someday you'll be stricken with shame and embarrassment, and you'll be no use to anybody and no reason to like you except out of longtime habit, and you'll need people who've known you for a long time. Your father told you that acts have consequences and you have to accept them even if you didn't intend them. Your father told you that the way to do something is to do it. The way to get something done is to do it. And the way to stop doing something is to not do it anymore. If you can't make yourself do what you know you should do, then you're in trouble. And your father told you, don't put beans up your nose. I'm looking at some of you out there. Don't put beans up your nose. Honor your father. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, all the children are above average.